It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, it seems like we haven't done one of these in a while. It's been a while.
I guess it has.
Last Wednesday.
Did a little thing called Lenny Helping Can Buddy. Yeah. 2 days on the air with each other, up close and personal. A little bit of a stench going on, yeah.
There wasn't really.
We kept it pretty stench free.
Yeah, we did.
Smelled
keep
like
it,
food. For
we
a
did
while.
Keep it stench free there.
I tried my best.
You know, for a bit there. Right. Welcome everybody, Buzz 24/7. It's Monday. Short week this week. I'm not gonna lie. I just the show ended at 10. Probably it wasn't 20 minutes ago. Whatever. I could go to bed right now. Isn't that weird?
I think, didn't we get, somehow we got the day before Thanksgiving last year off, I thought we did.
Mm-hmm. You just took it off.
you never know when you show up, and you know.
You decided no, your alarm didn't work.
Well, I was thinking about asking for that, to be honest with you.
I thought we did.
Really? Yeah. Come on.
No, we did not.
Come on.
I can go pull up my calendar and let you know.
Well, you thought I missed last year because it's COVID.
I did.
And you were wrong.
Yep, we were wrong.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago, you missed it.
Yeah. I might ask for it off. You know what I mean? Who doesn't need an extra day? Everybody always needs an extra day. Don't cry to me about you guys get all this vacation. Kiss my ass. There's not a person amongst you or us that wouldn't take an extra day vacation if they were offered it.
I'll tell you what bothers me about this whole conversation is that you. I'm just going to say it. You think you fucking owe it to everybody. You know what? It is what it is. I don't have to explain to you.
I thought you were swearing at me.
No,
I'm like, what are you talking about?
One time at a bar, some guy made a comment, and I go, hey, you know what? How long have you been with your company?
He's
like, oh, I've been there for 10 years, and I got 2 weeks. I go, I've been there 30, and I have 40. Okay, I mean, not 40, but
40 weeks, wow.
I said, you know what? Because you're the type of guy, I can tell, that when they said to you, hey, Jim, if you meet your quota, you're going to have tomorrow off, and you go, no, I don't think that's right.
Yeah. Look, I get it. I mean, I'm envious of people. You meet people who have much more vacation time than we do, and we have, look, I'm not complaining. You know, but everybody's going to, if they said to you.
We had last year the day before Thanksgiving off.
Yeah. If they said to you, hey, take this day off, everybody would say yes. And every once in a while, our boss is nice enough to go, take the day. And that's appreciated.
I wonder if I had to come in anyways.
It was a last minute thing or something.
Well, only because I probably.
Maybe you did have to come in.
Because I just know going into Lendo McCann how much that I probably was here. But probably slept in.
Yeah, but it would still be better to be able to sleep in. Yeah. All right, so, and we're not bitching. I'm just saying, you know.
So are we doing this?
I don't know. Well, I'll ask. I'll definitely ask. Just don't be mad, okay? Be happy.
Again.
People don't give me crap about that stuff. They don't.
I know.
They don't say
but
stuff
again.
Like that. Yeah. What?
I don't owe you an explanation.
Nobody's saying you do. Nobody's saying you owe anybody an explanation.
When I go to the doctor's office, the guy comes in and goes, hey, listen, you know, we got to bump you. We got to do this and that. You know, and they give me I ask, you know what? Okay, it is what it is.
Can I just comment on something that's going on in the studio? They got the Wicked thing on TV.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it
and
is.
I have heard it's good, but it's
Can
everywhere.
Can I tell you, how beautiful is Ariana Grande?
You know, I mean, what is she, 4'10"? She has. She looked a little thin when I saw her on Fallon late Friday night. She looked a little thin.
Okay. She looked very fragile.
But she's beautiful. I just said she's beautiful. I didn't say. Did I say hot?
I thought. No, I don't know what I'm waiting to see because I don't know what she looks like off the top of my head.
I do know this. Over the weekend, tons of people heard us talk about Zendaya on Friday.
Yeah. Another beautiful
Her and her boyfriend, Tom, the guy who plays Spider-Man,
Holland.
In Boston, bar hopping, drinking.
Good for them.
So, because she's in Salem doing a movie.
Yeah. All right. Well, so here we are. It's Monday of the, like we said, the short week. And it's a story. I can't believe I missed this. I had it, and I didn't get to it during the course of the show. Annie Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, 26-year-old. Anybody? Anybody know of her? Annie Knight?
No.
Does not sound familiar.
That's good, because if you did, I'd be a little bit disappointed in you. I mean, kind of. I wouldn't be disappointed in
one
roadkill.
One of those influencers?
Well, I guess you could say that. She's an OnlyFans star.
Is that still a thing?
Known as the world's most sexually active woman who had sex with 600 men. Let me see. She traveled to the United States earlier this year and had sex with 600 men in 2024.
two a day.
And Boston included that. Boston was included in that.
In her stop?
Traveled to the United States, earlier this year, betting blokes in Boston, Los Angeles, New York, Orleans, New Orleans, and Orlando. She says Texas is the where she got the best lay in Houston. Mm. Yeah. Which is, so here she is in a nice dress with a low cut thing and all right, attractive and stuff like that. I really like these guys in Houston, she says, who nearly reached her goal of sleeping with 600 men this year. And I just sat there and I'm like, that's something.
600? That's a goal.
Can you even fathom that?
In 1 year.
I'll be honest with you. Even if I was a woman, I wouldn't want to have sex with a guy that had sex with 600 women. I certainly don't want to have sex with a woman that's had sex with 600 guys in a year.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, do you plan out, like, two a day? Or are you, like...
the rest of the guys, no.
Are you doing some of them? You're doing, like, five in a day, and then you get a break, like a vacation?
Lots of great questions.
Yeah.
Kelly Thoreau, great one. Hey, I just want to let you know before you do what you're going to do.
You're 549.
You today are, like, the 10th guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing. The whole thing. And yet she's got to be, she's probably making huge bank on the internet.
And you said the influence. Is that... Are we beyond that? Is that still very much a thing? Because I know, Laura, your kids are younger. Are they...
Scotty, that's the way of the future.
Everything is influencers.
Okay.
And it's not all bad.
No.
It's not all bad. Some people are doing good work and spreading good things and stuff like that.
The girls watched a lot of cooking ones and stuff like that. And
those are influencers?
Yeah, but I just didn't know if it was... still as popular, or are they?
Well, I think that when you think of the word influencer, you're thinking of, you know, the people who just do stupid shit, mm-hmm. you know, on video, and they pull pranks and do stupidity, yep. you know, and they make money off it, which is, that's a thing still. Mm-hmm. But I think also influencers are people who talk about, you know, serious subjects, and they can be influencers too. I mean, Joe Rogan's the biggest. They did a study just before the election saying that the majority of American men, like by 60%. Young men, 18 to whatever, got their news from Joe Rogan, who he himself, I listen to Joe Rogan, he hasn't ever proclaimed to be anything other than a stand-up comedian and a guy who talks to people, you know? Mm-hmm. But yet people get their news from him.
He's got a diehard...
huge!
He's very...
I can't sit for a three-hour interview with anybody, yeah. you know what I mean? But I listen,
I know you listen because you've said to me, Roadkill, you want to check this out. He talked to Ric Flair, and I listened to the Ric Flair one.
Crazy.
It was crazy.
Hulk Hogan. Crazy.
So Greg will turn me on to some of the people that he knows that I'll enjoy, but I know some diehards.
Yeah, like when he has comedians, Shane Gillis and people like that, I listened to the interview with the former president and President-elect Trump. I listened to it, you know, and he's got a lot of people on there. And sometimes I don't agree with him. And sometimes I think the things that he says are stupid, but that's okay. I don't expect, I'm not banking everything I know on what he says.
Yeah.
But is he an influencer? Hell yeah, he is.
Yes,
huge,
he is.
You know?
No, I'm talking I guess you're right. I was looking at more the guy that just boxed there, the two brothers.
Yeah, Jake Paul.
Yeah. And stuff like that. But it was huge when the girls first started.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it was still...
I don't know. I mean, I don't... Look, it's the way of the future. The podcasts, obviously, are the way of the future. There's no question. You know, long form, short form, unedited, uncontrolled by any government. You know, there's an appeal to that, 100%. I mean, I like doing this because we can just be much more free than we can be on the air, you know? Even though I still want to be true to who we are, I don't want to swear just for the sake of swearing. Why the fuck would I do that?
Yeah. I don't like that. Rock that on. Makes me feel uncomfortable.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just, come on, I'm kidding.
Give us one, Laura.
No,
I don't like it. I don't like it.
You don't have to do it.
First bad word. Like go.
No,
bad word.
I don't
word.
Like it.
You
unless
don't.
I
That's what we did with our kids. Stupid. You have 30 seconds to say a swear word. One swear word, and you won't get in trouble.
When Nora said ass and giggled, and then Sadie dropped MF, and I almost drove off the road in Barrington. Business.
No, I get it. And, you know, I know in my private life, I definitely swear. I don't want to do it a lot. I do it a little here, but not a lot. I don't want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I forgot where I started with this, but, the chick that had sex with 600 men.
Yeah, that's just.
I know it's a jerk thing. Let's see, I don't want to say it.
If it's a guy.
Either guy or girl. It's
I would be
thing.
Like, your parents got to be like, whoa. Right. You know what I mean? But anyway.
I saw your kid made the news.
Well, I mean, look, the other side of that coin is, and you need to mention it, the other side of that coin is, if that's what she wants to do, she can make that decision. She's a woman. Boom. Good for you.
No, I understand.
Yep. Yep, I get it.
But I wouldn't understand if it was one of your daughters.
Imagine her dad going to work and going, so, I'm not sure. I think I saw your daughter made the paper.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I never once consider what I have sex with her. The first thing I thought of, and the only thing when I see that is, what if she was my kid? That's the first thing I thought of. You know, like I'd be...
horrified.
Yeah. You know, I would not celebrate her independence and her will to control her own destiny and do what she wants. That would not be what first came to mind as a dad. You know, but that's... it's her right to whatever. Do it. Go ahead. Rock on. Do what you want. You know, onkar. I don't care. We didn't do any...
then you tell your grandparents.
I don't... this came up during the show. This is part of the talkbacks here. And this right here...
Okay. I just looked up soaking.
I didn't look it up yet.
I'm just confused.
That's why I didn't look it up. I don't know what it is. Scotty mentioned it, which because he sees some things, and you know, Kelly said he looked it up. I don't know what it is.
There's a couple of definitions.
Mm-hmm.
Ones I saw were, you know, something we should probably talk about.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So if you'd like me to tell you, then we'll give a warning and say, listen, this I'm going to just tell you what it is, and if people don't want to know,
on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it?
It's not bad. It's okay. It's when people. When a guy puts his penis inside of a woman and doesn't do anything, they just sit there. It's soaking.
I got you.
There's no movement. There's no nothing. You're just sitting there.
All right. I had something else. I thought it was really, really disgusting. That's just kind of funny, soaking. Actually. Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go. There's that.
Yep. There's no moving. There's no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Soaking.
And we did the Ask the Buzz about a guy whose family's getting irritated with the mom wanting to do a holiday picture all the time and planning this day-long photo shoot at a farm, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I think the overwhelming majority said, it's your mom.
Do it.
Celebrate it while you can. Do it, you know.
To the guy complaining about taking the family photo with his mom, just remember that if mom didn't compromise with dad, he wouldn't be here. She just wanted a back rub.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point right there.
Can you just rub my back?
That's all I wanted was back. Now look, 6 kids.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. Did you, anybody go out to eat over the few days?
Well, of course I did.
I got some takeout. That's all.
I got some wings.
I did not.
I picked up takeout for the family, but I didn't eat it.
What'd you guys get?
They got, two of them got chicken parm from Villaggio. One of them got chicken tenders from Luisa's.
You guys, you really seriously need.
They're all in the same plaza. It was Saturday night. I didn't get out of work and then done grocery shopping and home until after 5:30, almost 6.
Yeah.
Took Otis for a walk. Didn't get home till 7 and said, I can't cook right now because I had to cook all the food for Sunday.
Yeah.
So I went and picked them all up food.
Yeah.
I had myself a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. You guys should have a chicken parm sponsor.
That's all they eat.
So I don't know where this came from. I put this aside, and I was gonna talk about it. And it's basically saying, you go to a restaurant.
Yes.
You walk in the door.
Yes.
Or you sit down or whatever. What is your I'm not eating here, we need to leave moment?
Well, I guess if nobody shows up for an uncomfortable amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done that. Also talking about whether how the place looks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go in and you sit there and nobody comes and you it's a half an hour.
I would say a legit 10 minutes is a long time to not be acknowledged.
I'm with Kelly. I think a good, but if I go anywhere and the hostess says to me, where you're looking at about anything after 30 minutes, there's no food that's worth it.
Unless there's a bar you can sit in and relax.
Yeah, but usually when we go out to eat, it's because we're both hungry and we want to eat. So if I go somewhere and they go, you're looking about a 45 to a 50. No, we're looking at across the street.
Yep. Yep. Laura, anything? Do you have I'm not eating here. We're out of here. Moment.
It depends on how hungry am I? We can go to the bar and have something for, mm-hmm. 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
You, Greg, mm-hmm. what?
I was at a restaurant once and the air conditioner was dripping on the person we were eating dinner with. And what we found out was it wasn't the air conditioner.
Oh.
It was from a pipe, and it stunk.
Yeah,
that'll get you to leave. Yeah. Something like that. But that's so rare. I mean, yeah. That's like, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. What really, and the reason I kind of wanted to talk about this is because there's one thing I cannot stand in a restaurant, and it will make me want to leave. And that's a freaking fly.
No.
If a fly is buzzing around my table, and I know how hard it is for that not to happen, and I know it's, I'm not blaming anybody saying, oh my God, flies, but it will ruin my experience. If I'm at a restaurant where you sit down and eat, and I'm battling a fly, I want out of there.
Okay. See,
is that bad?
Yes, it is, because my buddy taught me. If you go to a restaurant and you open up the door and the flies are all at the door, it's because the food sucks. They're trying to get the fuck out of it. Okay? If you go to a restaurant and the flies are flying around, that food's damn good. No, they know, holy crap, you guys, this food is great. We don't want to go outside.
That's not how I look at it, man. If a fly is flying around and I'm constantly swatting it from the table, and God forbid,
it is a little
you
gross.
Get an app and it's around it and you just, I don't get grossed out about germs. I'm not a germaphobe, but there's something about that I just cannot stand.
It is a little gross.
You know?
But again,
I can't do it.
After my buddy taught me that, I was like, okay.
Blaring loud music is one thing that people were saying in this article.
Hear each other talk.
I hate dark restaurants. Hate them.
Strange lighting is another thing.
Hate dark.
I want to be able to see the freaking menu. I'm the guy that has to bust open his phone and turn on this freaking flashlight.
Not because
I can't read, but because I can't see it.
Sticky menus.
Oh, yeah, you don't like that. Oh, yeah.
And I understand if it's a breakfast place because of syrup, but why is that sticky?
Mm-hmm. Watch the cook walk out of the bathroom with his apron on.
Okay. Yeah, you're always supposed to leave your apron.
That's the thing.
Wherever, you know, in your working space, you don't go to the bathroom with your apron on.
Yep, I didn't know that. That's what's in the article. I don't even know if I ever would have thought of that. You know, sometimes, like, you ever go to the restaurant, and I'm not knocking on them because I had a great meal there. Cheesecake Factory?
Yep.
Freaking menu is like 40 pages long, and how do they keep all that food fresh? Like, that's the thing about small menus.
Is that a good turnaround?
Restaurants have, because the thing about, and I'm not knocking them because I said it was good, but like when you have a menu, you're putting together a menu at a restaurant, you have to order things that you know are going to sell. Otherwise, you're going to lose half your inventory. It's going to go bad. And then you look at a massive, widespread menu and you wonder.
I wonder if the bulk of their stuff comes in the freezer and they just
maybe,
frozen
maybe.
Day by day
it's
take
possible.
A certain amount out.
It's possible. But a big, like there's too many things on the menu. Like the Asian restaurant I go to probably has 200 things on the menu. But I love it.
Yeah.
Because it's all using the same kind of ingredients. You know what I mean?
If you, any Mexican restaurant, you can get.
There's only 5 ingredients.
Right, so but you can turn it tacos, quesadillas, burritos.
Right.
Like, it's all the same thing, but the menus are 4 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a restaurant in upstate New York. We went in and we ordered, and they go, okay, yeah, great. And a second later, I watched the hostess run across the street to the grocery store.
That happens, man. That's,
and they
that's
run
just...
back, and then something that they, we go, oh, is there any way we could get extra of this? And they, no problem. Second later, you hear them get the cash out of the cash register, ran back across the street and got it.
Yeah. I've seen them do it for orange juice. Somebody wanted like a what's that morning drink that they have in the
mimosa?
They had to run across the street to get orange juice. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that. Another thing is, but these are the moments that you in a restaurant where you kind of like, I'm out. I can't eat here. A really dirty floor, like the whole. What's the restaurant with the peanuts? What is it?
Texas
Roadhouse.
That's all gone because of the allergies.
Yeah, I don't know.
They had to change that because of the allergies.
I think they'll still have it, but you're not. Last time we went there, we asked for the peanuts, and they said they were out, but they're not doing it as much because of people's allergies.
But that's not a dirty floor.
Who's going to go there?
That's not a dirty floor.
No, I agree.
The shells are fine.
I don't mind, but who's going to go there?
No,
did they change their whole thing over people
research,
with allergies?
I don't think that's true.
I don't think people with allergies, peanut allergies, are going to go there.
Bags of peanuts. The last time, instead of like a bucket full of peanuts, it's in a sealed bag, but you were still able to eat them there, and I didn't exactly throw them.
So if they were out, and they were just saying they were out, but there was no longer throwing it.
Texas Roadhouse still offers peanuts, but the practice will vary by location.
Mm.
They still offer free peanuts to customers as soon as they are seated. They do have to-go bags. Some locations offer pre-packaged peanuts that they can take to-go or eat in the restaurant. Yeah. And but some have decided to do away with peanuts.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that is a I can't eat here thing would be the fly. For me, that's it. Out of all these, I'm going from this thing that I read. But somebody else wrote, and this is, I can't. The wobbly table.
Oh, that's what the, that's
the four-legged table, then you put your drink on and it tilts to the left. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you use your coaster.
Bang, you know, and there's nothing worse than a wobbly table. Because, like, can you just stabilize the table? Someone's going to knock over a
couple
freaking beer.
You got to put a couple coasters in the right spot. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. No, I know. But you at least address it.
What about dirty silverware?
That happens. Yeah. I kind of think it. Something happens.
Yeah.
Can I have another fork? You know what I mean? Kind of thing. So, anyway, I don't know. There's just things that I haven't walked out of a restaurant in a long time. The last time I ordered a hot dog and my wife ordered a salad, and we were waiting for 45 minutes. And we said, look, we're just going to leave. No, it's come right out. Come right out. 15 minutes later, it still hadn't come up. We got out to walk out, started walking out, and they came out of the kitchen with the hot dog and the salad. I'm like, sorry, you lose.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't even feel bad about this, guys. I'm sorry. This was ridiculous. And they're like, but. I'm like, I'm sorry. Nobody said there was a problem in the kitchen. Nobody said anything to us. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. We left. I'm sure I was a jackass and an asshole to them. But I'm good. Hot dog and a salad, please. Come on. All right. Well, anyway. Anyway, there's your what you walk out. What would you walk if you? What would make you walk out of a restaurant? I mean, it's bold to walk out. You know, you're seated, you get up, you leave.
Just them not coming.
Now, when you do get up to walk out,
I would try to do it. You wouldn't want them to see you because then it becomes awkward.
Right. So you would try to just sneak out, just slip out.
Also, like, I gotta go.
If you let's say you ordered a soda or a beer. Would you put down like a five or a ten spot?
I'm not going to not pay.
No. I know that. But like, I put like $5 down for a soda.
That's what fine. I would
do. Yeah. Or just enough to pay for the soda because I didn't get service. I don't know. Anyway. All right. Well, we have to go because we have to go. That's why. And as according to Scott, I don't owe you a blanket explanation.
You know what? Greg doesn't always have to be explaining himself. Right, Greg?
I'm kidding. It's meeting day. All right, yes. So have a great day, everybody. And let me know. What would make you walk out of a restaurant? Greg@morningbuzz.com. And we will see you tomorrow.